John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 is good to be in the Lord's house. Amen. Good to be back at Liberty. Praise the Lord. Was gone for a couple of weeks preaching Pastor Appreciation Day and being on vacation. Thank the Lord that we're able to be back. And no, I didn't have to fill out a visitor card. By the way, if you're visiting with us after the service, Riley, I put a code up. If you would, if you've never filled out a visitor card, if you would just click on that and fill that out, we'd like to have a record of your visit. Thank you for being faithful to the Lord's house. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, if you're there, say amen. Amen. I'll wait on the rest of y'all then. 1 John chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for another day, for your blessings, God, for each and every one that's come this way this morning. Lord, and I pray right now, Lord, you just touch us as we open up your word and try to expound for just a little while, God. God, I pray, God, if there's a Christian here that's struggling, Lord, help them right now, God. God, I pray if there's one that's here that's in a backslid state, God, help them to realize where they're at. Lord, maybe there's one here today that's not saved, God. Help them to realize, God, they can be saved before this day is over. God, I pray, God, you would help us right now, God, to get close to you, God. Lord, you move right now as only you can. Holy Ghost, you do what only you can do, and we'll praise you, we'll honor you, we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me start off by saying this. You either believe the Bible or you don't. Let me read this verse one more time. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. When you believe the Bible, by faith, these great things can come alive to you. Jesus said some great things, and I thought about it As I was studying yesterday and kind of getting my mind wrapped around this thought. We could go back to the very beginning, in the beginning, amen. Everything there, the Bible says in the beginning in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That means Jesus, let me just go ahead and tell you for some of you that don't know, Jesus was the creative force behind everything that was created. It was the Son that God gave that authority to. It was Jesus Christ that spoke everything into existence, amen. So when we go back, the Bible is full of things that Jesus said. I don't have time to preach that. Probably don't have the strength to try to preach that, amen? But I want to look at just some great things that Jesus actually said that can help us today, amen? Number one, Jesus said, I am. Amen? Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. In John chapter 11, Jesus said, I am the door. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, I am the water of life. In John chapter 4, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. In John chapter 8, Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the first. I am the last. In Revelation chapter 22, it's all about him, amen. Everything, Melvin, revolves around him. Everything that's going on in the world right now. You say, preacher, the world's falling apart. Yes, it is, but guess what? It's still revolving around him. Everything in your life is going to revolve around him one way or another. Everything's going to revolve around him. Somebody said one time, it's either God's way or the highway. Guess what? If it's the highway, that's still the way that God has planned it. Everything is about Jesus. And when everything is about Jesus in your life, just like David taught in Sunday school about Caleb, the Bible says three times in our Sunday school lesson that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Amen. And when our life, Greg, when our life revolves around Jesus, everything else falls into place. You want to know why your life's falling apart? It's because you ain't got Jesus in the right place. When Jesus said, I am, he said, I am God. I am the one. I'm the one you need. I'm the one you're missing. I'm the one that you need in your life most, more than anything else. You need him more than anything else. Jesus said, I am. Amen. Jesus also said, it is finished. John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. When Jesus said it is finished, now listen real good. When Jesus said it is finished, everything in salvation had been done. It is not Jesus and plus anything. It's him alone. Now you listen, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says this, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It is a free gift of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." It is grace plus nothing else. It is grace plus nothing else. You listen to me real good. It ain't grace plus tithing. It ain't grace plus dressing right. It ain't grace plus coming to church and being, and I believe all those things, when you're saved, all those things is going to revolve around a Christian. I believe when you're saved, you're going to want to come to church, amen. I believe when you're saved, you're going to want to come to Sunday school. I believe when you're saved, you're going to want to pay your tithes. I believe when you're saved, you're going to want to dress right. But dressing right ain't got nothing to do with your salvation. Your salvation was paid for by Jesus Christ when he bowed his head on that cross and he said, "It is finished." It don't take nothing else but him. All these people try to tell you, well, you got to do this to be saved and you got to do that to be saved. No, you just trust in him. If you trust in him, everything else falls into place. Amen. Jesus said, "It is finished." So don't add nothing to it. And don't you let nobody else tell you you got to add something to it. Because that's a lie of the devil, amen. It is Jesus Christ plus grace. All like I said, all it ain't Jesus Christ plus working miracles. It ain't Jesus Christ plus doing this or doing that or raising the dead. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Hey, salvation is by Jesus and by Jesus alone. So if you're trusting in your church membership, you're going to die and go to hell. If you're trusting in your good works, you're going to die and go to hell. If you're trusting in your miracle working power, you're going to die and go to hell. But if you're trusting in Jesus, everything else is going to work out fine. Amen. Jesus said, "It is finished." Then Jesus, another thing Jesus said, "All power is given unto me." Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 says this. Jesus came and spake unto them saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus has all power, glory to God. When he says all, hey, my preacher Tommy Bryson said, all means all, and that's all means. Jesus Christ is above everything. He is beneath nothing. All power is in his hand. Amen. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. When we know Jesus has got all power, we can say things. We can quote scripture like this. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Somebody ought to be able to shout right there, amen. There ain't enough devils in hell that could come in and corrupt me. I got Jesus on the inside, glory to God. You got to understand something. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me." Hey, when he's got all power, I don't have to worry about it. When he's got all power... David was teaching this morning, and Mike, I jotted this down on my little pad, and I thought about when David was talking about Ai, the battle of Ai. When they fought the battle of Jericho and the walls fell, God fought the battle. When they went to Ai, they fought the battle. When you let God fight the battle, you win every time. When you fight the battle, you lose every time. Why? Because Jesus said, "All power is given unto me." Satan cannot stop the work of the Lord. John chapter 16, verse 33 says this, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." What did he mean when he said he had overcome it? That means everything in the world he's overcome. Amen. Jesus defeated Satan at Calvary. We ain't got to worry about it. According to that Bible, we've got that power because that power lives on the inside of us. Amen. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me." Whatever you're dealing with this morning, you listen to me. Whatever you're dealing with this morning. And we got folks, I mean, from the front to the back dealing with all kind of issues today. Whatever you're dealing with today, Jesus has got the power to take care of it. Amen. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's family situations. I don't care if it's depression. I don't care if it's whatever. Jesus has got the power to deal with it. But you got to let him. Jesus also said this. I will come again. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Listen to what it says. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, so shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into the heaven. This same Jesus that was born in a manger is coming back. This same Jesus, glory to God, that lived a sinless life is coming back. This same Jesus that they beat on and they spit on and they crucified him and nailed him to a cross and died for your sins and my sins. And God, according to Isaiah, hey, he was bruised for our iniquities or our sins. You got to understand that he didn't have to die on that cross. That was your place. He took your place on that cross, glory to God. But this same Jesus is going to come back. And this same Jesus that the Bible talks about in Revelation, when they saw him, he was a lamb as it had been slain, Melvin. When he comes back, you'll be able to see every scar. When he comes back, you'll be able to see every place where he was beaten for you. And understand that when he comes back, he ain't coming back just to be coming back.
Amen.
He's coming back to get us.
Amen.
He said, I will come again. Amen. Let me tell you something. All you folks is living for your own self and doing your own thing. Remember what I said when I first started? Everything ought to revolve around Jesus. If everything don't revolve around Jesus, when he comes back, you're going to be left behind. Jesus said, I'm coming again. John chapter 14. We all know this scripture. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. Jesus said, you know where I'm going. Amen. You know where I'm going, and you know how to get there.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Did you hear what I said? A lot of times we overlook that part in that verse. He said, where I'm going, you know, and the way you know. Let me tell you something. Everybody look up at me. People ain't as dumb as we act. Somebody say amen. We're not as dumb as we act. All these people, being all these people I've heard people say, well, there's many ways to get to Jesus. No, there ain't. No, there not. There's one way. There's one way. There's one way to get to heaven. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't Buddha's way, and it ain't Muhammad's way, and it ain't no Allah's way. It's the way of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, amen. And he said, I am coming again. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready? Are you ready? You think about that now. I know we come to church, you know, sometimes we come to church just to ease our conscience. We come to church because that's the right thing to do. We come to church because somebody invited us. We come to church because we want to feel good about going to church on Sunday morning. I'd rather feel bad about going to church on Sunday morning and know I'm on my way to heaven than to feel good about coming to church on Sunday morning and on my way to hell. Jesus is coming. Jesus made a promise that he will not break. Are you ready? Then Jesus said this. Matthew 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always.
Amen.
Even until the end of the world. Amen. Why do Christians struggle with so much when we know that he's right there? I was coming down the road and I saw a church sign that said, don't lose sleep because God don't sleep.
Amen.
Amen. What are you struggling with today? What are you struggling with today? We got folks in this building right now. You listen. We got folks in this building right now that you know you're saved. There ain't a doubt in your mind. You know you're saved. But you're struggling with issues. You're struggling with something. Why? When Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Listen to what Isaiah chapter 43 says. Now listen. Now, I know this is Old Testament, but don't you listen how this reads. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Now listen. For I have redeemed thee. How many's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb this morning? Amen. If you've been redeemed, guess what? This is talking to you. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. Somebody ought to just take a praise minute right there. Amen. Thou art mine. I don't belong to the devil no more. I belong to Jesus. I don't belong to the world no more. I belong to Jesus. And you understand something. My daddy right now, David, is 83 years old, if I'm not mistaken. If I got on the phone when I got out of this church and I called my daddy and I said, Daddy, I need you. Guess what? In about 2 hours, and if I really need him, probably about an hour and a half, they're going to be a truck pull up in my driveway. My dad's going to get out of that thing, Greg, and you know what I'm talking about. And whatever I need, my daddy's going to be right there. Hey, that ought to be your attitude when we're talking about heaven. That ought to be your attitude when we're talking about God. Whatever I need, all I got to do is call out. Why? Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with thee. Even through the rivers, they shall not overthrow thee. Glory to God. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Amen. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Whatever you're afraid of this morning, whatever you're fighting this morning, Jesus wants to help. But you got to let him. You got to let him. Jesus said, my God shall supply all your need. He said, preacher, but that's what Paul wrote. But you got to understand something. If it's in this, it was inspired by him. Yes. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. Yes. I done told you everything revolves around him. How do we get what we need? By Christ Jesus. Let me just put it plain where we can all understand it. How many times you had bills come due that you didn't have the money, and God showed up? How many times you went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you got cancer, or you got this, or you got that, and you go back, and God has showed up, and there ain't nothing there. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches. What kind of riches, Brother Jerry, does he have? My God, he walks on gold. What we think is the most precious thing in the world, God uses it for pavement. According to his riches. If he bankrupt heaven, now you listen, if he bankrupt heaven to get you saved, Melvin, what do you think he'll do for you now? He gave the very best, Josh, that heaven had to offer for our salvation. He gave Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. If he loved you that much, Christian, what do you think he'll do for you now, Ronnie? What do you think he'll do for you now? So let me ask you a question. I want the choir to come back up and the musician to come back up. And I want you to stand. As the choir sings, I want Christians in this building. We're going to have a church-wide choir right now, amen? As the choir sings, I want Christians in this building to sing. I want you to bow your heads with me right now.